we went to work on this 93 and polished it up to. They don't come quite as shiny as the Alclad ones, but they're still very, very shiny. They look considerably different. This client was went to a rally. In fact, I think she was hosting in the rally on the East Coast just last week. And when they were leading all these different trailers in, they were positioning the new trailers in one section and the apparently the vintage trailers in another section. Well, as we had also added vintage-style nameplates and clearance lights and removed these big bright blue stripes, etc., on the side, and painted the portion below the banana wrap metallic silver instead of the dark brown or black that it was originally painted. One of the parkers there attempted to direct her over to the vintage area. And she said, "Oh no, this is not a vintage trailer." I said, "No, no, you're supposed to go over there." She goes, "This is a 93. He goes, "A 93? Oh my God, I couldn't believe it." So she had to park with the new ones, but apparently she was the most photographed trailer that weekend.
Wow. Now, can you give us a pretty good detail on professional polishing, what you guys use? Because I know us out here, you know, we're going to get into that in a little more detail. We're using drill, half-inch drills with wool bonnets, and we're using Nuvite or Rollite or Encyclos and all that kind of stuff. You know, what us homeowners can do, weekend hobbyists, what do the pros use to get the shine done?
Well, I guess the first thing I got to tell you is it's an art, you know. I don't think it's so much a science. And it's really hard, dirty work. And it's time-consuming beyond belief. But yes, Rob is right. We do have the Airmark drum polishers. We do have a Cyclo. We do have the sort of traditional buffers, electric and pneumatic, that exactly what Rob's been using and what most home people use unless they've sprung for the Cyclo. And quite frankly, every one of these machines is good at different stages of the game, and you can do the whole job with any one of those machines depending on the buffs you use and the polish, but still there's sort of places where, you know, one machine is better suited than another. But it's still, a lot of times, you know, the different patches, you'll look at it and you say, you know, this worked beautifully over here, and you go over there and there's some other issues that crop up that you've got to deal with and approach it slightly differently. But sooner or later, you get a bit more of a feel for it.
One of the things, Tim, that I was, you know, I've got the... Also, it is it's a, you know, regular, like a Makita buffer. You know, I went down to the store and auto store here, and they had one on the shelf. It was like $60. I got it, and it's variable speed, so I can go from, you know, real fast to real slow. And, you know, first I was going way too fast with the buffer. I've learned that it only takes a little bit of polish, slower speed, and you just let the buffer do the smoothing of that metal. What it's doing is what kind of is filling in and bringing back the luster of the metal, filling in the defects, and that's what's bringing you the shine. We got a joke that we call it Canadian Essence. That's the polish that we're using too. I took some of that metal, that diamond bright metal polish, and I took it and put it in a Canadian Essence water bottle, and that's what we were polishing with for a while.
Canadian Essence.
You'll see it on the forums, Canadian Essence. Yeah.
Being Canadian, I've always been kidded from everybody about how cold it is in Canada. I've never heard anybody joking of the essence of Canada.
You have to fill us in there, Rob. What are you talking about?
When Doug Rowbottom, he's our last year's president of our Washington, D.C. unit, he's got a 66 Safari. It's all polished up. But they were courtesy parking, going on our way down to Cherry Blossom, and he had all these water bottles that were Canadian Essence water bottles. So I took some of my polish and put it in there, and this polish works pretty fast. And on these, you know, 9 clear coated.